Welcome to Can I Nose Time, the podcast celebrating scent detection for fun. Join us for insights into building a connection in your team, tips for competency and success in competition, and to keep up to date with recent and upcoming scent work events here in New South Wales and around Australia. Danielle.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
How's the puppy?
He was quiet. He's now squeaking a squeaker toy. So he's due for a nap. So this should work if he just kind of settles down. How's Flair?
Well, I tried to wear him out so that he would settle down. He has just settled down and so far it's quiet. So what better opportunity to record a podcast?
Yes, let's do it. We are going to talk about our goals and plans for the year and what we're looking forward to, what we want to work on, etc.
Yes, some goal setting.
Yep.
And I think it's good to have goal setting because then you can measure your progress.
Yeah, I agree. I think and I think goals are good as motivation for us. If we set
that
them
doesn't
right.
mean you have to do everything. It just means that you're working towards something, and that it helps keep you on track a little bit, I think. Otherwise, it can all become just details.
Exactly.
Mm.
Okay, so we thought about this topic, and I made a little list of stuff, and you made a list of stuff. So who wants to go first?
Okay, well, I can go first. It'll be interesting to see how many of these cross over.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I would like to set myself a goal is to work on my skill development as a handler. And the reason for that is because I do have a new puppy and I want to give him a lot of clarity while I'm training him and just in life in general, but in particular to set him up as a good nose work dog. So I think that that's something, I'd like to work on my handler skills a lot more and be very, a lot more, have a lot more purpose in what I'm doing so that that information is getting passed on really clearly to him. So yeah, that was one thing, and that's a particular reference to the puppy.
Yep.
I think
so
Sarah
what,
is.
What do you think you need to work on for your handling skills? Like, what is it that you can do to make it clearer for your pup?
Well, I think it's something that, like, I've played tug with Sarah. That she's a tug dog,
yep.
But she's always, I always took it for granted, sort of thing.
Yep.
And it would. It was always sort of on my terms rather than her terms.
Yep.
And because Flair is really, he loves playing tug, he loves playing fetch. And because he's loving it as a puppy, I'm wanting to become a better handler at playing with him.
Yep.
And it's not a skill that I realized I needed until now.
Yeah.
So, and because I've got a goal to work towards using tug, where with Sarah, it was always just, it was a game we played in the backyard sometimes, and there was no purpose to it apart from sort of fun and enjoyment. But with Flair, there's a little bit more purpose in that I'm wanting to also give information at some point down the line. So yeah, that's probably what I'm working on with Sarah. Skill development, I could work on skill development with her forever. I think I'd like to give her a little bit more clarity, and when we're competing in Nose Work 3, just some of the puzzles that to help her solve some puzzles a little bit faster, converging and pooling odor and things like that. Like, she takes a while to sort those out now. She's getting a bit older.
So so I had work on my handling skills as my number two goal for the year. So we did crossover there. So for me, my handling, so I've got two dogs in competition. I've got my nose work three dog Rory, who I really need to learn how to, because he's such a slow dog, he's got skills, he's got understanding, he likes the game, but because he is environmentally sensitive and he goes slowly, I need to figure out how to support him in a way that, builds his motivation and lets him feel confident and comfortable. I mean, it's hard because often when you're trying to like kind of get a slow dog to rush, you're kind of like putting all this pressure on them, and then he's already this sensitive dog, so I don't want to overload him with pressure because that just shuts him down. So it's like walking this really fine line between kind of supporting him, kind of pushing him in a supportive way, but also not overwhelming him. And it's hard. I don't know. I don't really know the answer. I just need to practice it more.
I know what you mean. I think the key with yours and Rory's success will be partly to do with planning your search,
Yep.
covering your search area.
Exactly. And it's hard because I think that's one of the biggest differences when you get to the nose work three level, right? Because you do need to be more thoughtful in how you move through the space with your dog.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think that's a fun skill to work on. So I'm looking forward to that with Rory. And then my handling skills in relation to Nettle, the speedy cocker, is really like how to control the chaos sort of thing. Leash handling is a huge one for her just because she's so fast, and how we enter search areas is I think really important, how we start. And but just also she's just a lot of fun, but also that speed means I also have to be very clear with my reinforcement, and what I'm reinforcing and how I, because I don't want to break or interfere with her whole alerting, indicating, getting to odor situation. So that's what I'm working on with her is just she, we started her nose work last year. She had very good foundations, really strong on odor straight away. But when you start to add complexity to the searches, when you start to do more blind searches, there you do see where the holes are in the foundation. So it's just still keeping her strong in her foundations. And yeah, like you say, just being as clear as possible with the dog.
And she did have really good foundations, but she also, you had a goal to work towards with putting her on odor to get to camp as well. So,
Yes. Yes.
in the world of canine nose work, she was still put on odor fairly early.
Yes. So she, yes. So she, so my goal was because I enrolled her in camp, which was she was about 8 and a half, almost 9 months at camp. So she went on odor basically 5, 6 weeks before camp. So she was about 7 months when I put her on odor.
And she's thrived ever since. There's no question.
Yes.
But yeah,
Yeah.
I feel like that you're working on this year is like I just had like this little like, oh crap, that's gonna be me in 12 months with
Yeah.
Flair.
It's good though. You can like watch all the mistakes I make with Nettle and just go, yep,
Excellent.
okay, I'm not going to do that with Flair.
Gosh, they are very similar, aren't
They are. They
they?
are very
Energy
similar.
level,
Yeah.
busyness, yeah. The next one I had on my list was regular training and being a little bit more consistent with my training. It's because it's easy. Like I watch so many other dogs training, but I very and I my dogs are in a class. All of the dogs that I'm running are in a class, but that's sort of where I feel like, oh, I've ticked the box, and I know that for them to keep building skill development wise, and for me to keep improving with them as a team, that there really needs to be more than that. And we might do the odd session here or there outside of class, but it very much is a tick the box. And that just comes with, being busy and having a lot to organize, and you just it gets swept to the side as the last priority in the list of things to do. So that is the other thing that this year I'm wanting to make sure that I commit to regular training sessions with each of the dogs that I'm running.
And that was actually probably related to my big goal for the year, which was to keep making time for nose work, but making sure that it's, I recognize that I do this for the enjoyment and enrichment for my dogs, first and foremost. So I realized that, my dogs just love solving scent puzzles. You know what I mean? Like they really love it. And I really should. So it's been the summer holidays. I think I've done two training sessions with them over this break. And the second one was this morning.
That's one more than me.
And just seeing just the pep in Rory's step as he finished doing the puzzles, and like it just it, like I realized it just makes him happy. And I shouldn't always. Yes, I need to keep in the back of my mind the skill building and my goals for trialing and all of that. But also, if I don't have the brain power to do all of that, it's fine to just set some hides and let them run scent puzzles because it is a, such a great, amazing, enriching activity for them, and it puts them in such a good mood. Why would I not do that more often?
Don't get me wrong, I don't think there's anything wrong with ticking the box. I think that's a really good way to sometimes do to sometimes train. But yeah, I agree. I think it's and to be fair, we've both just got new
No,
puppies in
it's
the
true.
household,
It's true.
so I'm
And it's, yeah, and I also find it hard doing scent work at home because my dogs love it so much.
Oh,
They
yeah.
kind of go nuts waiting for their turn. And waiting their turn is something I do a lot of work on with my dogs. I do, take your turn training sessions all the time, but nose work, it's like they can't wait their turn. They all want to do it.
I have the same problem, but when I'm in a car or at a different venue, they're quite happy to wait for their turn. So it's a bit in that's a bit interesting. But that was actually, so I did mine sort of in order of working up to what I think was most important. And enjoyment and engagement with my dog was what I had as last, as what was most important, is just doing nose work for her to have fun. And in this one, I was talking about Syrah, because I feel like Flair is always having fun. So I'm not too concerned about him just yet. He's pretty keen on food and toys. So, but yeah, just for Sarah, like this is her thing. This is her, the thing we do together. So that was actually my most important one was, I think it was number, yeah, there's five things on my list was, yeah, just that, watching her just really enjoy the puzzles that we can set and figuring it out and watching her, she's 13 next month or in a month and a half, and she still loves it more than anything.
I know. And it's like, it's almost fun when you kind of take the pressure off of, skills progression and preparing for trials or whatever. Like with Pippin, right? He can do whatever he wants. I don't care if he does these like scratchy paw alerts or whatever. Like he just has fun. He just has fun doing it, and that's what's important, right? So I think we should always have that at the forefront.
Well, that was definitely my highest. Do you have any more?
Well, the other thing with making time for nose work is, in terms of ticking boxes, you're right. I think that when you have regular classes, it kind of you kind of go, oh yeah, no, I went to class, we worked on this and that, so I've done that. But what I realized is back in the day before I attended classes, when I used to do a lot of like online learning, I would take my dogs out to so many more places because I would just, I would want to practice in different locations because I didn't have class to go to. And so I realized that that is something I should still be doing a lot of if I can find the time. Especially for Rory, like he loves searching new locations. So that's definitely something I want to make more of an effort of this year.
That's a really good one. I think that's really important for everyone because we do get a little bit complacent with that. Yep, we went to class, we practiced this, we relied on the handler the instructor to put out our hides, and the new environment is really one of the most important things.
I know. And it doesn't have to be hard. Like you can just drive up to a car park, drive past a scout hall, just a little
Yeah.
park bench. Like you don't need a big fancy area or anything. You can, set hides wherever you are interested, just. I mean, with Rory, it's hard because, he is reactive, so I don't want him coming across off-leash dogs, and that does limit us somewhat. I have to be a bit more thoughtful, which does take the fun out of it, I guess, and is why I kind of don't do it as much because I'm like, oh, there's off-leash dogs running here and there. But I think I should put a bit more thought into doing it because it will pay off just for him as a welfare, from a welfare perspective, going out and about doing it, but also from a trial prep standpoint as well.
Yeah, 100%. The next one on my list was trials. That my goals this year was to enter Sierra in another nose work three. And I think as she gets older, the goalposts keep shifting there a little bit of my expectations for what we do at a nose work three or how we do at a nose work three. Yeah, but that was to do a nose work three. She's doing advanced in ANKC, so we might have a play around with that this year as well. And also for Buddy, my mum's dog, who I occasionally run. He's got all his ORTs. I think he got those last year or the year before, and he's never entered a competition yet, so. I think this year it'd be good to put him in a competition.
He would have so much fun in all the level one trials. Like he would love it.
I think he would too. I was thinking about putting him in. There's a level one exterior trial down south, run by the Dog Project. That's open at the moment if anyone is interested in entering. But I'd also like to volunteer for that, so I might just wait a bit and see how they're going with volunteers. But and for anyone, shout out for volunteers.
I think it's
Really good
I think it's the seventh,
opportunity.
is it the 17th of March? From the top of my head, that sounds right.
Just having a quick look. Yes, it's a level one exterior run by the Dog Project, 17th of March, and it's open already to enter and open already to volunteer.
So it's so fun to watch Charles, I feel.
It is. And I haven't got to watch dogs. I feel like I haven't watched dogs run for a while. So I'm always either hosting or somewhere out the back or doing something. I don't know, but I rarely get to watch the dogs run. So yeah, they're the two things, a nose work three trial for Syrah and a possibly an element trial for Buddy, maybe even some novice in ANKC. And yeah, just get him out there doing something. So I am committed to doing that this year for
Okay,
him.
good. Does Ranger have any goals?
Ranger, I'd really like to enter him in a element trial as well. If
Does
it's
he
not.
have a favorite element?
Yeah, I think he likes containers. Because there's just so much clarity for him. But the problem is I think he's already got his containers level one. So I don't know if we're allowed to or if the system's up to date with for exhibition only, but we may be able to enter it again
Well, or
if it doesn't go to
someone
ballot.
needs to put on a level two container trial.
He would love that too. Yeah, someone should
Yes,
really do
someone
that.
should.
Yes. Because there is a level one now. I've just got to that I am hosting. When's that? Let's have a look here. It is the week after Rosie's.
Okay, cool. So the 24th.
Yes. Let me just double check. Yes.
Okay, so the
That's me.
24th. Yeah, 24th is a level one container trial.
Awesome. Two
Fun.
weekends of Element
Okay,
Container
well,
Hour.
I'm gonna internettle in that one.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be good. So did you have any more goals?
Yes, so I had some more goals just in relation to what my sort of trial prep is, I guess. So for Rory, it's his nose work three stuff, where it's just all the skill building that you need for nose work three, I guess. So getting him working on pooling, converging odor, inaccessibles, all that sort of stuff. Just, you know, the more experience you have, the more clarity you have. So
Yeah,
I'm
the faster it
excited.
gets to solve those puzzles.
Exactly. And the thing with Rory is that when he is clear, he can be super fast. Like he can so it's just about and I'm really looking forward to the experience of a Nosework 3 trial because I love the idea of the unknown factor. I say that I love it, but I'll probably hate it while I'm doing it. But it's going to be fun.
It's a really stressful day until
Yeah, I'm not totally sure I can enter the first Nosework 3 on the schedule because there's a scheduling clash for that June one, but I definitely will be entering him in the July one.
Okay.
I actually told Nat that she can enter him in the June one if she wants. That'll be fun. So he is just all about building all those complex search skills, building his confidence. For Nettle, she's gonna have a lot of fun trialing this year, I think, because she's now an advanced in ANKC. And I've entered her in the Easter show, scent work. So that's in March as well. There's a lot in
There
March.
is, yeah.
I think that's March 30. It's the end, towards the end of March. It's the
March
20.
31st is Easter Sunday.
Maybe it's the 23rd. So maybe it's the day before the container trial. Anyway, she's entered an app, so that's a fun thing to work towards. I want to, in terms of her skills, I want to get a bit more practice on vehicles with her. Because it's just hard to practice vehicles.
Really is.
And, you know, I would say that that's just one thing where her lack of experience and my handling skills kind of both need working on. I wish you could do vehicles off lead. That's my biggest thing. That would be so much easier.
Love
I also
vehicles. That's my favorite element.
I also want to work on containers with her because she's gotten a bit I think she sees boxes and just gets so excited and then she like bursts in and she's like just you know it's just a lot of energy and excitement and I think it's just still she's just a teenage puppy and she is gets a bit over aroused at times so there and then of course I get to have fun helping my sister build up Bug and all of his searching foundation skills so that's also a good, fun goal to work towards.
I think he's going to be really good because he doesn't quite have the manic that Flair and
Nettle, yeah.
Nettle have. So I think actually his personality is going to be a bit of a blessing in disguise.
He's just this super chill dude. I love him. He's just adorable. And, you know, we started a puppy sniffer class yesterday with both him and Flair, and it's so fascinating to watch the two of them and their different styles, right? And the way they just even just enter the space is a bit different. The way they move and you know navigate the world is a bit different. So it's cool. It's going to be fun to watch them develop.
It's going to be really fun. I had one more on my list. So
Yep.
this was my Second, for me, it was my second most important, so my
Okay,
second last,
interesting.
was record keeping. And that's something I really want to make sure that I pay more attention to this year. And one of the main reasons is so that I can have a really good idea of that I have completed the goals and that I have set out to achieve what I wanted to in the beginning of the year. And to just make sure that I'm covering all of the dogs' training across different environments and different elements, and that we are preparing correctly for trials and not just signing up because it's at an XYZ date, or that we're training above where we're trialing. And just, I think to do that, you really need to make sure that you have kept really good records and you know where your training's at before you enter a trial.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's my question though. What, how are you going to do your record keeping? Are you going to use pen and paper? Are you going to use an app? Like what do you think is going to work for you?
So I have tried the diary in the past, and I've got Fred Helfer's, and I think that's really good if anyone is interested in, I don't even know if he still prints them or sells them, but Fred Helfer's has a really good diary for recording your training sessions. But I think I'm probably just going to use good old Excel, because then I can put on in all of the different dogs. And I guess at the end of the day, I've got four dogs that I'm training, only three, two that I'm competing with. But I think it's going to be good practice to record the other dog's training session as well, just to make sure that they're progressing. And so you know what, this podcast has turned into an accountability podcast, really, hasn't it? Because now that we've put it out there, into the world, we really have to stick to this.
Actually, that brings me to what I was going to say, which is the online course you're doing.
I was just about to say, let's scrap this podcast and never speak of this again. But
we could
yes.
if you want. We could if you want.
Yeah, I really didn't think that through.
Because we could get to the end of the year and go, oh crap.
Exactly. And of course there'll be someone out there that goes, hey, how about that podcast? Yes, well, thanks for bringing that up. The nose work three, the online course is focused on nose work three skills and I guess expectations. And the fundamentals of what you're going to be looking at a nose work three trial, everything from the environment to etiquette to we'll go through the rules. And we'll just see if I can find. It was and originally I was going to do this as a 6 week, and there was no way I could figure out how to convey all the information in 6 weeks. There's still only going to be six Zoom meetings, so one every fortnight, but there'll just be that little extra time to build those skills between the Zoom meetings. And I think that's what's going to be really important. And people who are doing, there's working spots and auditor spots. So you'll have a little bit longer to record and upload your videos. But basically, we're going to go through all of the elements individually, and run it. Themes in the background of that will be covering your search area, reading your dog, and making the decision to call finish. So while we're talking about nose work three here, those things will also apply to people trialing in excellent and masters with ANKC. But they're the real sort of skills that we're going to be focusing on. And another good thing I think about making this 12 weeks and stretching it out a little bit more is that it will make people a little bit more, and me, a little bit more accountable with their training too, and making sure that they have covered the skills needed to do the nose work threes, which will be coming up this year. What are the dates?
So
So the
that
first
is,
nose work threes, the 2nd of June, and then July 21.
So I was really happy that you started this course when you did, because it ties in with my goals for Rory. I was like, yes, this is what I need to do. And it's like it helps with accountability. If you sign up to do something, you're going to be more motivated to get out and do the training. I also want to be more consistent with videoing my dogs away from class as well. So I love this idea.
Yeah, it finishes. The last meeting will be on the 1st of April. So that's, it is going to take us a fair way through, up to getting ready to compete in the next Nose Work 3. And, I've got some selfish goals in there too. It's going to help me keep a little bit accountable, and do some fun training sessions with Sarah. We're going to do all the homework as well. Yes, there's homework. Yes, there's quizzes. I must be graded.
So, is it the type of thing where the homework is you will have people set up a scent puzzle of some sort that you want them to do? Is that what's going to be happening?
Yes. So there'll be different, I think it'll change week to week again, depending on what skills you're working at, but basically individual skills, and then there'll be also searches when you where you're putting it all together. So that will be, and there's still four elements to get through. So yeah, we'll do a little bit of both, and hopefully at some point you'll be able to find someone else to put out some hides for you, a trusted hide placement person,
Okay,
and video those searches as well. But
But I also think it's such a cool idea to just do your own hide setting and also get someone else to do your hide setting that isn't your class instructor, just for the variability that you're going to get from both of
an
those scenarios.
asterisk, someone that does understand how
Well,
Oda moves.
yes. Or you'll get really weird stuff happening.
Always trust who's putting your hides out for you. Yeah, I think so. I think it is. It's really good. And one of the reasons that I think this was a good idea to do a Nose Work 3 level online, because when we did, over COVID, I took all my classes online, and I feel like the amount that people learnt about their teamwork and hide placement and odor, and we were so much heavier on the theory. And it was awesome. It was really good. I really felt like everyone got a lot out of the online classes during COVID. And they are a little bit more difficult to organize, but I think at this level, you really need to be doing a lot of not just putting your dog out there and running your dog. There really needs to be a little bit more thought, discussion, and planning around your searches and your teamwork as well. And reading your dog. I think that's going to be one of the bigger focuses for this class as well. Because I think as a whole, as a whole, I guess Australia, because I watch a lot of Australian competitions, and I watch a lot of video of American competitions. And Americans, they just have a lot more confidence calling finish.
I think it's just I feel like a lot of it is just experience. They have had nose work competitions a lot longer than us. I mean here in New South Wales we haven't even had a nose work 3. So I would expect that the more trialing opportunities there are, the more that skill set will develop.
Yeah, I hope so. And it's like I've competed in two Nose Work 3s, and out of the two, I think the first Nose Work 3 there was one pass, and the second Nose Work 3 there was someone got a second leg. We'll go through all the rules and everything in there, but it was still an amazing experience, and because you're still working towards your Nose Work 3 element titles as well at the same time, it's not just working towards a title on the day. It's once you get to Nose Work 3, you want to enter every single one that you can. It's exciting. It's really good.
Okay, so I'm really looking forward to the online class.
Me too. And if anyone else is interested in signing up for that, it is currently open for registration on the front page of the Canine Knows Time website. You can also find the link on the Facebook and the Instagram.
Is there like a final date when people can sign up for that?
Because we're recording all of the videos, so you don't have to attend the videos live. I'll probably leave it open into the first week. So probably deadline might be about the 25th. I might put that up as well. Very, very good. All right. Well, I think we've covered everything.
Yes.
I'm gonna run over my goals for the year just really quickly. This was from least important to what I considered most important
Okay.
in just in my mind. For when I was good. So skill development, regular training, which probably should have been higher. entering some trials, record keeping, and enjoyment with my dog.
Awesome. Cool. And I think I share most of them. I just didn't organize it so well. My goals are all over the place, which will probably be what happens by the end of the year as well. The outcomes will be all over the place as well.
I'm ready to be accountable.
Okay,
All right. Well, thanks, Danielle. Let's do this again in a few weeks.
yes, cool. See you then.
Bye.